Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Zvachim Daf Beis. We are beginning Seder Kachim today. Today's share is sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Bas Simcha, La Shalom. It is also sponsored by Matis Kleidman, Lezecha Nishmas, Golda Bas Yaakov Leib, Goldi Kleidman, whose yard site is Erev Yom Kippur, and Misham Shavim Aliyah, and it is also sponsored by the Virtual Halacha Program, a program that gives you the structure and clarity to truly master Halacha Be'iun, with Shirim given by my friend Rav Ami Merzel Shlita, under the guidance of Rav Victor Nevensal Shlita. After Sukkot, the program will begin two new cycles, Hilchos Shabbos Nor Chaim, and Hilchos Nida in Yoredeya. If you've been waiting for the perfect time to join, this is it. So we thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So as a basic introduction to Seder Kachim and to Maseches Zvachim, first of all, someone told me yesterday that it's the Chavetz Chaim's yard site today. So that's a remarkable Daf Yomi coincidence, because no one did more for the learning of Kachim than the Chavetz Chaim. The Chavetz Chaim held that people should learn Torah alibi dehilchasa, that when you learn Torah Shebal Peh, you should try to learn things alibi dehilchasa. And he said, what could be more halacha lemaisa than Kachim? We're going to have the Beis HaMikdash soon. We need to be prepared. What's going to happen? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us the Beis HaMikdash, the third Beis HaMikdash, and we're going to look at it and say, what do we do with this thing? We don't know anything. So we're supposed to learn the dinim of Kachim in order to be able to know, not only because of a Nisham L'Parmes V'Seinu, but the Chavetz Chaim writes, in addition to that, we have this concept of a Nisham L'Parmes V'Seinu that the Gemara tells us in Maseches Megillah and Maseches Tainis, that our Kodesh Baruch Hu said to Avram Avinu that your children are going to inherit Eretz Yisrael, and Avram Avinu said, in what zchus? Baruch Hu said the zchus of the Karbanos. He says that's great when we have a Beis HaMikdash. What's going to be when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, when you learn about the Karbanos, it will be ki'ilu you did the Karbanos. And that's why the Rabbeinu Yonah in Maseches Brachos seems to tell us that that's a din d'oraisa, that actually works on a d'oraisa level, that when one recites the Karbanos, it's as if they're actually bringing the Karbanos. And it could be, therefore, that if Rav Shechter often points out that if a person is late for davening and he doesn't have time to say both Psuke Dezimra and Karbanos, you got to prioritize Karbanos. Psuke Dezimra is for sure only Drabanan. Karbanos might be a Kiyum Doraisa of the actual bringing of the Karbanos. So when we, that's true when we say the Karbanos each morning, but it's certainly true when we learn the Inyanim of the Karbanos, that that's fulfillment of a Nishalma Parmes V'Seinu. There are those that say that that's not only about Kachin, that's true of all Taryag Mitzvos, that when you learn about them, it becomes, it's Ki'ilu, you did them, but a number of the other Acharim say, no, that's Dafka Din in Kachin, that's Dafka Din when it comes to the Limud of Seder Kachim. There are some things that are different in Seder Kachim than you have in other things. For example, we have this concept in Kachim of Shana Alav Akosov La'akev, that typically in order for something to be Ma'akev, the Torah only needs to say it one time. If it says it one time, we know that it means it. And yet, when it comes to Kachim, the first time the Torah says something just tells me that you got to do it. The second time it says it, it's telling me that it's Ma'akev, that without this element, the whole mitzvah is lost. And that's bepashtus, that's only something that is nogeya to Kachim. Why that should be the case by Kachim as opposed to other things, that's its own discussion, not for right now. Now, a lot of Seder Kachim and a lot of Maseches Zvachim is about the concept of Lishma. Certainly in the first parak, we're going to have in today's daf, certainly, about the concept of Lishma. The Gemara is going to say much later on that in order for, that there are many different levels of Lishma. It's supposed to be L'shem Zevach, L'shem Zoveach, L'shem Hashem, L'shem. There are all sorts of different l'shames that you're supposed to have. But primarily, what we're going to focus on is l'shem zevach and l'shem zoveach, that it's supposed to be l'shem this carbon. When you bring a carbon, it has to be l'shem this carbon. And l'shem, the one who is bringing this carbon, l'shem the bailim of that carbon. Now, the perek that we're going to be starting, perek aleph in Maseches Zvachim, talks a lot about the dinim of machshavos of karbanos, and Chazal darshan from the psukim in the parshios of the karbanos that if you do one of the avodos adam with a machshava of shinui kodesh, meaning not l'shem this karban, l'shem some other karban, that is a machshavas psul when it comes to most karbanos that will not passel the karban legamri, but it will passel the ritzui and the kapara that the karban is supposed to achieve. So even though the karban is kosher and you're allowed to continue and keep doing the avod, be zorik the dam on the mizbeach and be maktir the emurim on the mizbeach and even eat the basar of the karban, but it's not olu lebailim l'shem chove. You're going to have to bring another karban in order for the bailim to be yotzei his chiyuv. However, there are karbanos that a machshava of shinui kodesh will passel it legamri, where you're not even allowed to go ahead and continue to bring it on the mizbeach, where you're not even allowed to go and eat the basar of the karban, and that's going to be clear in our Mishnah. Now, there is a machlokas rishonim where when it comes to such a machshava shelo l'shem zevach or shelo l'shem zaveach, and by all the machshavas that passel bekachim, that several rishonim, Rashi among them on daf mem aleph and beis and Tosos and Maseches Bava Metzia, say that machshavas psul is not only bekavanas halev, it means ba'amira bepeh, that when we say that you're doing it shelo l'shma, you're doing the karban shelo l'shma, it means that you said you're doing it l'shem, a different karban. However, the Mishnah Melech learns in the Rambam, and the Chinuch says explicitly in Mitzvah Kuf Mem Dalid, and Rashi in Kiddushin says seems to say likewise, that a machshavas halev alone will passel a karban or will cause it to be lo ola l'baylim l'shem chova. So even what the word machshava means in this perek is a machlokas rishonim. Does machshava mean purely thought, or does machshava mean a dibur that expresses that thought? Now, aside from the fact that the machshava could be a psul, it could be something that ruins the efficacy of the karban, or maybe even ruins the karban entirely by certain karbanos, aside from that, there's also an iser to have a machshava shelo l'shma, because it says by Pigul, v'amakriv oso lo yechashev, and that iser includes all machshavas psulos by kach, machshavas chutz l'zmano, machshavas chutz l'mkomo, machshavas shelo l'shma. So in addition to the impact it has on the karban, it is also an iser to do. You're not allowed to have a machshavas psul. So aside from machshavas shinui kodesh, there's a machshavas shinui bailim is also machshavas psul, that if you think at the time of the avoda that you're not doing it l'shem the bailim of this karban, you're doing it for the sake of somebody else, the karban is kosher, but it's not ola l'bailim l'shem chova, and for certain karbanos the karban is even going to be pasul. The Tosos points out, brings a raya from a Gemara later on, that shinui bailim only pasuls bizriko or other avodos that are done al menas lizrok shelo l'shem bailim. There has to be a zrika element for shelo l'shem bailim to be a problem. That it's got to be either during the zrika or during one of the avodos having a machshava that you're going to be zorek shelo l'shem bailim. Rambam doesn't seem to say that way. Rambam seems to say that even a shechita is possible with the shinui bailim, and we'll get more into that as we get further into the mesechta. So the mitzvah l'chadchila certainly is to be shech the karban l'shma and do all the avodos l'shma and l'shem bailim. If you do it b'stam without a machshava, then it's going to be kosher, and it's all l'bailim shem chava, because we assume stam l'shma, that if you don't have any thoughts, so we assume that it defaults to l'shma, that only if you have a machshava mufureshes that's not l'shma, that's when we say that it's not going to be all l'bailim l'shem chava. The achronim have a chakira about that. Is it because a karban needs to be brought l'shma, and when you bring it shalol l'shma, you just didn't have the machshavas l'shma? When you did stam, you also didn't have machshavas l'shma. Yeah, but stam is l'shma, meaning it's assumed that stam is ki'ilu, it is l'shma, but really the problem of shalol l'shma is that it is not l'shma, or is it? No, there's not. It's not a lack of l'shma, it's that there's a psul called shalol l'shma. So is it that you need the l'shma, and stam also is l'shma, or is it no, you just can't have shalol l'shma, and that's why stam is l'shma, not because stam is ki'ilu that you did it l'shma. Stam is stam, Lishmam, but it's not Shalol Lishma, and only Shalol Lishma is the problem. That's the basic Chakira that the Briska Rav and Rav Elchanan and whoever you would expect to have that Chakira has that that Chakira. So let's begin the Masechta. Says the Mishnah, Kol HaZvachim Shenizmu Shalol Lishman, any Zevach that you shecht, Shalol Lishma, you shecht the Karban Ola, L'shem HaKarban Shlamim, K'sherim, the Karban is going to be kosher. In that, you can be Zorik the Dam, you can be Makter on the Mizbeach, you can eat the Basar, El Shalol L'Bailim Shem Chava. But the Bailim, who was obligated to bring a Karban, is going to have to bring another Karban, because they have not yet fulfilled their obligation with this Karban. Chutz min a Pesach v'achatos. There are two exceptions, a Pesach and a Chatos. If they're Shechted Shalol Lishma, they are totally possible. You cannot be Zorik the Dam, you cannot be Makar of the Emurim on the Mizbeach, you cannot eat the Basar, and the Gemara is going to bring what the Makar for this is in a few Dapim from now. HaPesach, the Pesach that Shechted Shalol Lishma is possible bizmano, only when it's the Zman of the Karban Pesach, which Rashi helpfully tells us is Mechatzos Yom and on Erev Pesach. So if you shecht a Karban Pesach Shalol Lishma on Erev Pesach after Chatzos, then you have the entire thing is possible. You cannot continue with the avodos of the Karban. But any time prior to that, you take the animal that was designated for your Karban Pesach and you shecht it Shalol Lishma, then it is kosher. It's just not Olabang Shem Chava, but it is kosher because a Pesach defaults into a Karban Shlamim. A Pesach Shalob Bizmano becomes a Karban Shlamim. Ah, and a Karban Shlamim could be brought Shalol Lishma. The only things that if it's Shalol Lishma would be possible are Pesach and a Chatas. It's not a Pesach anymore if it's not Mechatzos Hayom Ve'elach on Erev Pesach. V'achatas Bekolzman, and a Chatas that Shechted Shalol Lishma is possible at any time. It's not a time sensitive type of Korban. In fact, the Cheshek Shlomo is bothered. What's the Chiddush of the Mishnah in saying that a Chatas Bekolzman? Obviously, Chatas has no Zman, so why would I think that there's, well, meaning if it wasn't Bekolzman, what Zman would it be? Meaning there is no particular Zman to identify for a Karban Chatas. So that's Kasha that the Achronim deal with. But bottom line is, all other Karbanos besides for Pesach and Chatas, if you do it Shalol Lishma, the Karban is still kosher, but the Bailim needs to bring another one. Pesach and Chatos, if you do Shalol Lishma, the whole Karban is possible and you got to stop it in its tracks. Nothing else goes on the Mizbeach, none of the Basar gets eaten. As soon as you have, you realize that you did something Shalol Lishma, it stops dead in its tracks. Rabbi Lezer Omer Af HaAsham. Rabbi Lezer says there's a third exception. Not only Pesach and Chatos, a Karban Asham, the Shechted Shalol Lishma is possible, and we'll see why. So there are three Karbanos that Pasla Pesach Bizmano, the Chatos Vashem Bekolzman. The Pesach Bizmano, from Chatzos Yom and on Erev Pesach, and the Chatos and the Asham, whenever it may be. So Amar Rabbi Lazar, I just realized I didn't go through what I didn't summarize the daf in advance today. Okay, so maybe after the Mishnah, if I remember. So Amar Rabbi Eliezer said in explaining, HaChatos Ba'al Chet, Va'asham Ba'al Chet, that the Karban Chatos comes for an Avera, and Karban Asham is there to address an Avera. Usually, we do have Chatos and Ashamos that are not Baal Chet. Yoledes brings a Chatos. There's an Asham Mitzora, even though normally a person gets Tzaras for doing an Avera. But most, but we don't consider that to be Baal Chet. It's Ba to address a condition that the person has and a Tuma that the person has. But nevertheless, because Rov Chatos and Ashamos are Baim Al Chet, Rabbi Eliezer compares one to the other. That's what Tosos points out in Dibra Maskel HaChatos, that for the most part, when you think Chatos, you think Asham, you think someone did an Avera. So says Rabbi Eliezer, since they both come to address a Chet, so HaChatos Pesul Shalol Lishma, Af Asham Pesul Shalol Lishma, just like Karban Chatos is possible when Shalol Lishma, so too Karban Asham is possible Shalol Lishma. Yossi Ben Choni Omer, Yossi Ben Choni says that HaNishchatin L'Shem Pesach, all other Karbanos that you shecht on Erev Pesach, l'shem a Karban Pesach, u'l'shem Chatos, or you take another Karban and you shecht it l'shem Chatos, that's going to be possible. Meaning what Yossi Ben Choni does is, we already said that if you take an actual Karban Pesach, or an actual Karban Chatos, and you shecht them l'shem something else, that's going to be possible entirely. What about the reverse? Are Pesach and Chatos an exception when you do the reverse, when you take some other Karban and you do them l'shem Pesach or l'shem Chatos? Meaning I take a stam Karban Shlamim, Shalim, and I shechted. I said, take a stam ola, and I shechted l'shem chatos or l'shem pesach. Do we say that that's also possible? Do we say no? That's like other karbanos lo lishma, where the carbon is kosher since it's not all about l'shem chova. So Tanakama would say the only if I take a pesach or a chatos and I shechted l'shem something else, it's going to be possible. But if I take another carbon and shechted l'shem pesach l'shem chatos, the carbon is still kosher since it's not all about l'shem chova. Whereas Yossi Ben Choni says it's a two-way street. As long as pesach or chatos is involved, whether you're doing a pesach l'shem something else or something else l'shem Shem Pesach, that's going to passel the carbon. It is somewhat curious over here that that Rashi writes that if you take another carbon and you shecht it l'shem Pesach, that means during the zman of the carbon Pesach, just like we said, if you take a Pesach, you shecht it l'shem something else, it's only during the zman of the carbon Pesach. But it's curious that Rashi writes, and what is that zman? Barba Asar B'Nisan. That's on Yudal Nisan. Well, wait a second. In the first part of the Mishnah, when he spoke about taking a carbon Pesach and shechting the shame something else, he said it's possible if you do on Yud Dal Nisan mechatzos ve'elach. And over here he just says, yeah, on Yud Dal Nisan. So that's something that the Achronim deal with as well. Does it? Is the entire Yud Dal Nisan the zman of the Karm Pesach? It's just that it's only kasher lahakrava after chatzos. Do we say that? No, he's referring back to what he meant earlier, to what he said earlier, and he doesn't have to repeat himself. And he's just identifying that it's on that day, but maybe not that entire day, only mechatzos ve'elach. Fine. That is the sheet of Yossi ben Choni. Shimon Achi Azariah says, so first of all, that's an unusual name for a Tana to have. So Rashi tells us why he has that name, why he's called by his brother. So Rashi writes, Al Shem Shazariah Osak B'Prakmatya V'Sipek Tzorche Shimon Achiv B'Shah Shay Osak B'Torah V'Isnu B'Dein Shay Echelik L'Azariah B'Shar Talmudul Shal Shimon K'damrin B'Sotim Mi'itinish As Kol Hon Beso Lok Shimon Achi Azariah L'Fichach Nikra Al Shmo Shalomar Al Yado. That these two brothers had a deal between them, that Azariah was the one who earned a living, and not just earned a living, but supported his brother Shimon and enabled him to learn, and they had a deal that they were going to split the schar of the learning. So whenever Shimon is quoted, he's Achi Azariah, because Azariah deserves the credit for all of Shimon's learning. So Shimon Achi Azariah said, Shchatan l'shem gavava me'en k'sherim, that any other carbon, if you shechted l'shem a carbon that's higher on the hierarchy of Kedusha, then it's going to be kosher. But l'shem navach ve'en, if you shech the carbon l'shem, something that's lower on the hierarchy of Kedusha, psulin, then it's going to be pasul. So ketzad, what does it mean l'shem gavoa, l'shem namuch? What's holier, what's less holy? All karbanos seem so holy to us. So no, there's an actual hierarchy. Kachem kachem shechtan l'shem kachem kalim are psulin. Kachem kalim shechtan l'shem kachem kachem are ksherin. That kachem kalim are less holy than kachem kachem, as the name would suggest. And therefore, if you take kachem kachem and you shechta l'shem kachem kalim, that is a downgrade, and that's therefore going to be possible. But you take kachem kalim and you shechta l'shem kachem kachem, that's an upgrade, and that's therefore going to be kosher. Again, still not all of the Bailam Shem Chova, but at least that the carbon is kosher. But that's not the only hierarchy. Habachar v'amayser sheshchatan l'shem shlamim ksherin. If you take a bachar or a maiser, a firstborn animal, or a maiser when they take every 10th animal and that are born into the flock that year and use it as a carbon, and you shech that l'shem carbon shlamim, that's an upgrade. That's kosher. But shlamim sheshchatan l'shem bachar l'shem maiser psulin. But if you take a shlamim and you shecht it l'shem bechor, l'shem meiser, it's going to be possible. Why? Because the kedusha of shlamim is greater than that of bechor meiser. What makes the kedusha of shlamim greater than bechor meiser? Because shlamim requires four matnos dam on the mizbeach. Bechor meiser only requires matana achas on the mizbeach. You only do one matnos dam on the mizbeach. Shlamim requires smicha. Shlamim requires nesachim that go along with the karban. Shlamim requires a tnufas chaz v'shok. You're supposed to wave certain parts of the karban. Bechor meiser don't have any of those mitzvahs. So that's an indication that Bechor and Meiser are not quite on the same level. Now the Achronim raised the question, why does the Mishnah only mention the difference between Shlamim versus Bechor and Meiser? We're going to have a Mishnah and Daf Peites that says a bunch of other other differences in Madregos of Kedusha. I mean, when we talk about Kol HaMekudesh Mechavero Kodem Lechavero, so we need to know every difference in Kedusha, just in case you have two Karbanos, right? Petas, where you have Tadir Vesheinu, Tadir Tadir Kodem, Mekudesh Vesheinu, Mekudesh Mekudesh Kodem. So what's holy or what's less holy? So Chatos is more holy than an Asham, for example, because the Dam is put on four Karnos HaMizbech. A Toda and El Nazir are more Kadosh than a Shlamim, because it's only eaten for Yom Echad. A Bechor is more Kadosh than Meiser, because it's Kadosh Mirechem. How come we don't mention all of these things? We only mention the distinction within Kachim Kalim between Shlamim on the one hand and Bechor and Meiser on the other hand. So Tosra B'Kivega writes that really the major Chiddush of Shimon Achi Azariah, what he's trying to tell us is that the Chiluk is not only between Kachim Kachim and Kachim Kalim, that even within Kachim Kalim Atzmam, I mean, a lot of times we like to categorize things in neat packages. So there's A and B, right? It's Svei Dinim. There are two categories, but a lot of times there are subcategories. And what he's trying to sensitize us to is the fact that there are subcategories, right? It's like the Prima Gadim has in his Psicha Kolelas. You think there's Dinim Darabanan and Dinim Daraisa. There are, but there are also subcategories. There are Dinim Daraisa that are Mefurish Bekra, Dinim Daraisa that are only with an Asmachta, Dinim Daraisa that are Alach L'Moshe Misina. You have levels within each category. So here also, he's just trying to sensitize us to the idea that within each category, within Kachim Kalim, you can also have different levels of Kedusha. And then, if you want to know what that is, Ayein, Daf Peites, we'll get to it later, and we'll see all of the different levels of Kedusha, but it's not the Mishnah's purpose over here to give us an exhaustive list of all of the different Madregos of Kedusha. Okay, so that is the Mishnah. Now, what we're going to, just to foreshadow the Gemara, now, what we're going to see in the Gemara today is we're first going to talk about how even after having a Machshavah Lishma, you still have to do the rest of the Avodos Lishma. You don't say, okay, so I lost cause. I already had Shalol Lishma, so I might as well do everything else Shalol Lishma. It's like someone accidentally eats on a fast day. Might as well have a big meal now. No, we don't assume that if you made a mistake that you should continue to do everything else Shalol Lishma. Then on Ambeis, the Gemara is going to contrast a Stam Karban, which we assume is Lishma, versus a Stam Get, which is assumed not to be Lishma. And the Gemara is going to have four possible sources for the idea that a Stam Zevach is kosher, that Stam Karbanos are presumed to be Lishma. And at the end of the daf, whether we get to it today or not, the Gemara is going to start a discussion of five different sources of how we know that a Stam Get is possible. So let's get right to the Gemara. So we had said in the Mishnah that any Zevach that Shechted Shalol Lishma is kosher, it's just not all the Bailim Shem Chov. The Bailim is going to need to bring a different carbon. So Lamali Mishnah Elo Shalol Alu Lisnu Vilo Alu Bailim Shem Chova. Why add the word Ella? You know, the Gemara in the beginning of Pesachim says Lo'olim Yishan Adam L'Talmido Derech Ktzara, that a person, when they teach Torah, they're always supposed to be as precise and brief as possible, and therefore every word in the Mishnah is measured. So why would we add an unnecessary word of Ella? Just say Vilo Alu L'Bayim L'Shem Chova. So says the Gemara Hakamashmalan. The Mishnah is telling us the following: L'Bayim Udalal L'Shem Chova, that these Karbanos that are Shech Shlo L'Shma don't count for the Bailim, but Avul B'Kedusha Sayu Kaimi. But they still have the same level of Kedusha, and therefore Va'asul L'Shnei Buhu. Because they still have their Kedusha, you need to redirect your mind and get right back into the right mindset and to the right machshavos and do all the rest of the avodos that you have to do with this korban lishma. Ukid Rava, like Rava said, Damar Rava, Ola Sheshchata Shalol Lishma. If you did the wrong thing, you took a korban Ola and you shechted it Shalol Lishma, Asul Lizrok Dama Shalol Lishma. That does not entitle you to be Zorik the Dam Shalol Lishma. You have to now go ahead and be Zorik the Dam Lishma. And not just Zorik the Dam, to do the Kabbalah Lishma, the Halacha Lishma. The Zrika is always the Iker Avodah of the Karban, but it means all of the Avodos of the Karban. Likutei Halacha, Chafetz Chaim writes, that it could also be that we Dafka say it as a Chiddush, so we Dafka point out the Zrika. That even if you Shechted, you did the Kabbalah and the Halacha Shalol lishma, the carbon still has its kedusha, and you're not allowed to be mishani even in the zrika alone. Meaning, even though that's all that's left, you did all three prior avodos shelo lishma, still get your mind right and try to do the zrika lishma. You're always supposed to take corrective action and make sure that you do lishma. One might have thought, well, if anyway, it's not all about l'shem chova, so and what difference does it make? Meaning, if I do everything shelo lishma, it's a kashra carbon, it's not all about l'shem chova. So once I did one thing shelo lishma, its fate is already sealed. Nothing I do now is going to change it. So you would have thought it doesn't matter. So that's what the Ella is teaching me, that it does matter, that even though it's not going to change the status of the karban, but the halacha is, meaning like we said in the introduction, in addition to the idea that a shalol lishma can impact a karban, the status of a karban, there's also an iser to do shalol lishma. So you're not allowed to do shalol lishma. So therefore, going forward, you should do everything lishma. Iba yisema, or another possible explanation. Iba yisema. There are two explanations why it is that you should continue to do things the right way, even though you already had a machshava shelo lishma. Either you could learn from a svara, or we could learn from a pasuk. We could say that it's derived from a svara mishum deshani b'kalani lishnim b'avlezel. Just because you did something wrong once with a machshava shchita, you had a machshava shelo lishma, should you continue doing the rest of the avodos doing the wrong thing? No, obviously you should correct yourself. It's similar to what Chazal say in a number of places, Misha achal shum v'recha nodef. If a person ate garlic and his breath stinks and he wants to take corrective action, yachsur v'yochal shum, should he eat more garlic? Is that the way to do it? No, you don't. Okay, whether you have a Listerine strip or not, but you don't continue to eat more garlic if you want your breath to smell better. So you don't go ahead and continue to do the wrong thing. Or it could be that we derive it from a pasuk. Pasuk says, Motzis v'secha tishmor v'yasisa. Now we know that Kabbalah said a person is mechayiv himself on his own could come in two categories. If a person says hare alai karban, I'm accepting upon myself a karban, that is a neder. And if after he's makdish a behema for that neder, he loses that behema or the behema dies, he's got to get another one because he said hare alai. He is personally responsible to bring a karban. But if he points to a particular animal and says, "Hare zu karban," this animal is a karban, so that has kedushas mizbeach right away. And if it dies or it gets lost, he does not need to replace it because he never was mechayev himself in a karban. He designated this animal as a karban. So this pasuk lechora is very strange. The pasuk starts out with neder. It says, "Hare alai kasher nadarta." So why does it end up with nedava? Right? It says, "Mazus sechtus rovas is kasher nadarta," which sounds like a hare alai situation. And then nidava, which sounds like our rezu situation. So hi nidava. Is this karban that you took b'losh and neder a nedava? Neder, who? It's a neder. It's not a nedava. So you have to say that in kamasha nedarta asisa yehei neder v'imlo nedava yehei. That the pasuk is teaching me that if you did exactly what you had committed to do and your makrevit lishma, good. Then it will be kasher nedarta. Then it will be the neder that you had committed to do. But if you don't bring l'shem that which you were nodered for, you brought it l'shem a different zevach, then it becomes like a nedava. As if it was a nedava, l'shem something else, and not l'shem the original neder, and you're not yotzei the chiyuv of your neder. So that's the pasuk. Nedava, mishari l'shnuiba. And is it mutter to be mishana a nedava and to bring it to l'shem another zevach? We're going to see that you're not allowed to have machshavas psul by kachim. So from here we see that even if you shechted a zevach shelo lishma and the bailim is not yotzei his chiyuv, nevertheless you're not allowed to be zorek the dam shelo lishma just like a nedava. Meaning if what happened to it is when you have a machshavas shelo lishma, you've now transformed it from a neder to a nedava. Well, guess what? Even by a nedava, you're not allowed to do shelo lishma, and that's why going forward you're still not allowed to do shelo lishma. Even though you've already done your initial shelo lishma. Okay, so now the Gemara says, wait just a second. Amalei Ravil Rapapa, lo avisa gaman ba'orta b'tchuma becharmach. You weren't with us yesterday in the tchum of the city called becharmach, and therefore you missed an unbelievable shir. Derami Rava mili mali sa'adadi v'shanilu. Rava asked a gevaldika stira between two things, and he gave an answer. So my mili mali, so what was the stira that Rava asked? Tanan, it says in our Mishnah, Kol Zvachim Shlizbuchu Shalol Lishman, that when you shech the carbon Shalol Lishma, it's a kashra carbon, but it's not a Bailim Shem Chava. It doesn't count for the Bailim's fulfillment of their obligation. Sounds like Taima de Shalol Lishman, that the only reason it doesn't work for the Bailim Shem Chava is because it was actually Shalol Lishma. But Hastama, the implication is that had you had no Machshava, not Lishma, not Shalol Lishma, you had a Parav Machshava, then Alunami Lebailim Shem Chava, then it's perfectly good. Then it even counts for the Bailim Shem Chava. Ooh, so you see a principle from there? Alma Staminami, Kilishman Dami. We see a principle called Stamalishma, that when you have Stam Machshava, that counts as Lishma. Urimini, but I'll ask you a stira, because there is a Mishnah Maseches Gittin, Kol HaGet Shenichtav Shelo L'Shem Isha, Pasul. Any get that's not written L'Shem, the woman that you are being Megaresh with this get, is Pasul, because the Pasuk says in the Torah, V'kasav La Sefer Krisus, and we darshin La L'Shema. So the halacha is, not only when it's written Shelo L'Shem Isha, when it's written L'Shem a different Isha, it's Pasul, Ustamanami Pasul, that even if it's written Stam, without any machshava of any isha, it's going to be pasul. Meaning, what do you do? A person is a sofer gittin, and it takes a long time to write gittin, and it's very uncomfortable. The husband's there, the wife is there, everyone's sitting around, and it's like awkward in the room. So the guy says, I'm going to streamline the process. So what he does is, he looks up, online, most popular baby names from 25 years ago, or 30 years ago, right? And he says, okay, so Mastamba, the most popular baby name for boys was Reuven. Now I think it's Muhammad, but whatever, the most popular baby name is Reuven, and the most popular baby name for girls is Sarah. So I'll just write a bunch of gittin for Reuven, Sarah, and I'll have it ready to go. So that's possible. You have to have l'shem stama without a machshava l'shem particular isha. Then the get is going to be possible. Says Gemara v'shani zvach. So that's the stira that he asked. Why is it when it comes to a karban that the stam we say is just as good as l'shma? When it comes to a get, stam is going to be possible. You need an active l'shma. So v'shani. So Rava answered zvach and Bistam Lishman Omdin, Isha Bistam Alav Ligerish Nomedes. The halacha is if you have an animal that was designated as a karban, previously designated as a karban, so it's meant to, its destiny is to be a karban, right? If everything goes well, it's supposed to be a karban. A stam isha is not legerish in omedes. Chasan and Kala under the chuppah don't say, oh, now we can fulfill the mitzvah of divorce, right? Meaning prior to this, prior to getting married, we couldn't fulfill, now we're ready for divorce. No, it's not stam, it's not, that's not the the trajectory of a stam isha. So the Gemara says, this idea that istam kachim is l'shem is that shechted b'stam is all l'shem chova uzvachim b'stama ksherin istam zvachim that are shechted are assumed to be kosher and all l'shem chova minalan. How do I know that din that Rava asked the stira? Meaning Rava asked the stira, how come the din by carbon is different by a get? Who told you that it's different? Who told you that it's kosher when you do stam? Maybe you're going to tell me it's from the wording of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said when you do shalol lishma, it's bad. Why not just say that if it's not lishma, it's bad? Elamai, if it's not lishma, it's not necessarily bad because stam is good. So it says more gabi get nami, but you have the same language by a get. Hakatani kol get shenichtav shalol lishem isha is possible. Velokatani, it does not say shalol nichtav lishem isha. Pasul, that if it's not written l'shem the sea, it's pasul. Ella, where did he know that a zevach shalol l'shma is kasher? I mean, that a zevach stam is kasher, that stam l'shma mehad etnan from the Mishnah that we're going to have about Pesach and Chatos and Shechet Shalol Lishma, and your Makabel V'Zorik V'Holik Shalol Lishma, or Lishma V'Shalol Lishma, or Shalol Lishma V'Lishma. So the Ketzal Lishma V'Shalol Lishma. The Mishnah says, what is an example of Shechita Lishma V'Shalol Lishma that's Pasul? So originally L'Shem Pesach, and then L'Shem Shlamim. Ooh, Taima Dama L'Shem Pesach L'Shem Shlamim. Ha L'Shem Pesach Ustama Kasher. Sounds like had you started L'Shem Pesach and then continued Stama, that's not called Shalol Lishma, that's called Lishma. Alma stama kilishman dami. So that's how we know that stama is kilishman dami. Says more well dimashani yasim dami kolos haldas shonu yose. Maybe that's different because you already started with machshava of lishma. So then all further machshavas follow suit. Elami seifa. It's from the seifa that it says shalol lishman v'lishman l'shem shlamim l'shem pesach. That shalol lishman v'lishman means you started l'shem shlam and then l'shem pesach. Time adam l'shem shlam l'shem pesach. Hastama l'shem pesach kasher makes it sound like if you started with a stam machshava and then shifted to the proper machshava l'shem pesach, that's going to be kasher because the stam machshava is good enough. So dilmashayni yasam darmin yochiach safal tchilaso. No, maybe that's different because since you shifted, it's now mochiach that your stam machshava was good. Inami aydi d'tan l'shman v'shalol l'shman tanami shalol l'shman v'lishman. Or maybe it's just trying to keep things consistent. Elameha. How do I know that stam l'shma is good enough? Well, from the following mishnah that we're going to have later on in the Masechta. L'shem shish dvar mazevach nizbach. There are six things you're supposed to have kavan l'shma. L'shem zevach, that it's for this particular carbon. L'shem zevach, for this particular bailim. L'shem shem, for the sake of a kodesh baruch hu. L'shem ishim, that it's meant to be that the meat should be burnt on the mizbech. L'shem reach, that it should be a reach that should be ola. L'shem nichoach, that it should be a nachas ruach to a kodesh baruch hu. V'achatas v'asham l'shem chet. Amar Rabbi Yossi, af misha lo haya beliba l'shem achas mikol elu kosher shetanai beizdin hu. That even if you don't have explicit machshava for any of these things, it's tanai beizdin. Astu beizdin the lo leim l'shmo dilma asi l'meimar shalo l'shmo. Beizdin made it a tanai that you shech the carbon b'stam. You don't have to mention the shechita l'shem because maybe you'll make a mistake and you'll say a different carbon. V'yisal kadai tuch stam apostle kaimi beizdin amasi milsa demifsil bei. But if stama is going to be puzzle, so Basin's going to make a takana to do that which is puzzle? Basin made a takana to do stam. And that's how I know that stam is kosher. Okay, but from tomorrow, we'll pick up with Gabe Get tomorrow. Okay, have a good day.